Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Allison Murad, owner of Artemis Pet Care and Massage. Located in Grosse Pointe, Artemis Pet Care provides quality, loving, and conscientious canine massage, Reiki, and bodywork services. Today, we talked about some of the signs your dog may be showing that may mean it's time for you to schedule a pet massage appointment. Let's dive in and learn more. Welcome, Allison. Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats. We're excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the history behind Artemis Pet Care and Massage.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. A little bit about myself. Well, I grew up in New Jersey, and growing up, I had a fondness of animals, and I had literally every pet you could imagine. I had a turtle, I had a fish, I had birds, I had several birds. I had dogs, and the occasional stray cat that would have kittens came into my house. So I always had a fondness for dogs. And well, I worked in a professional career for 25 years. During that time, I volunteered at numerous animal types of bureaus and services. And a couple of them were, I volunteered at the Baltimore Zoo. I was in charge of the petting zoo there, which was kind of fun.
That's cool.
I volunteered at the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary on and off a couple times, which is in Utah. I even became a raptor rehabilitator, which is rehabilitating injured birds of prey. And then I delved into the various animal shelters, you know, for dogs and cats. And I was thinking about retiring, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what can I do that has to do with animals, specifically helping dogs. So I retired from my job, and I wanted to pursue this passion for animals. So in 2013, while I was still working, I received my certification in canine massage. I became a certified canine massage practitioner through training at the Pet Massage Research and Training Institute in Toledo, Ohio. And then several years later, I earned my certification in level one Reiki for animals. So when I finally retired in 2014, I started Artemis Pet Care and Massage, because I thought certainly massage is one way that you can help dogs. Mm-hmm. Well, you can help them in many ways through massage, but I thought that that was my way of contributing to the, my passion for animals.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about that, the services that you offer, and, you know, what pet massage is.
Okay. Well, pet massage is based on Swedish massage for people. And pet massage started back in the 70s, and it grew out of thoroughbred horse massage. And then they started doing canine massages for a lot of the agility competitions. And they found that it had the same effect for horses and people, had the same effect for dogs. So I come to your house to do massage body work, which is like stretching and passive resistance, and Reiki services. And I come to your house specifically because that's where your dog is most comfortable. Mm-hmm. So massage provides a pretty much a safer, more natural, non-invasive method of maintaining your dog's optimal health and wellness. And it can reduce the frequency of vet visits. It can lower the amount of pain medication or eliminate it altogether that your dog is taking. And it can just become part of the overall healthcare plan for your dog.
So you've ventured into helping animals in a lot of different ways, right? And, you know, now you focused on this skill specifically. And what makes you so passionate about providing this service to, you know, the families and dogs of this community?
Well, I know that it works because I've had many dogs who, well, a lot of my dogs are elderly dog clients, and they suffer from the aches and pains of arthritis, poor circulation, the same things that people suffer from. They even suffer from like sort of an Alzheimer's for dogs. It's like a cognitive decline. And all of these things can be helped by massage, because massage helps alleviate stress in the body. It restores circulation. It reduces energy blockages. I mean, anything that a massage would do for a person, you know, if you're injured, you can certainly get massage to help with scar tissue and healing of the injury. So, you know, the massages that I've offered, I have seen help dogs that maybe were having trouble getting up and down and walking and things of that sort. So I offer it because I truly believe in it.
Yeah, you just touched on it a little bit there, but what are some of the signs that people should look for in thinking, okay, my dog probably needs this?
Well, one of the first things that you may notice is that your dog doesn't want to jump up on furniture anymore. I mean, I have dogs that love being on the couch. They don't even go on the floor anymore. They just love being on furniture. And so if they're hesitant to jump up on the couch, or maybe they're used to when they go in the car, they jump right into the car, and now all of a sudden they're hesitant to do that, that's a sign that your dog might be in pain. Or perhaps your dog used to really enjoy going on walks, and now all of a sudden, you know, it sits there and it won't walk. And that's a sign to you that something is wrong. And it could be that your dog is in pain. So there are things like that to watch for, in addition to obvious things like, you know, your dog is limping, or your dog is licking a certain area incessantly. That kind of indicates that there's some pain there as well.
Okay. So you've been doing this for a while. What are some memorable customer and experience? You're with dogs all the time and
all the time.
And that's got to make for a more pleasant day as it is. But, you know, what are some things that stand out to you that, you know, just make running this business and having this here in the community so worthwhile?
Well, a couple things. Well, there's a lot of different examples, but, one in particular, I was doing massages at a dog shelter, and the dog shelter is constantly very chaotic, very loud. The dogs are all fidgeting and pacing in their crates, and they're just stressed out. They're just not happy to be confined to a crate. So when I come into the room, they get even more excited because they think I'm going to take them out of their crate or play with them or something. So I was massaging a dog in particular on the floor in the shelter in front of all the other dog crates. And as I was massaging this dog, the dog started to relax, but I noticed that the other dogs in their crates were quieting down as well. And they were becoming a lot more calm and a lot less stressed out just by me simply sharing a calm energy and a positive energy with this dog that I had been working on. And it was almost like you could tell by their face that their, you know, they were, stress was alleviated and they were just watching me. It was really fascinating.
Yeah. That's probably tapping into some of your Reiki as well. So even subconsciously with those dogs that you're not even working with.
Yeah. And then another time I had a dog who was paralyzed in his hind legs. And so I had been massaging it on and off for, you know, several weeks, and I would do it mostly, you know, almost weekly, I would massage this dog. And I noticed that the dog started moving its back legs a little bit. So, I mean, although it still couldn't walk, it was regaining some movement, and it's almost like it relearned how to move itself by the massage, because massage helps with things, a thing called proprioception, which is like your awareness of where your body is in space. And the massage certainly helped this dog. And it was kind of fascinating to witness that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what do you love most of being about being a part of this Grosse Pointe community as a small business owner?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, which is totally different than Grosse Pointe.
Yeah.
And when I moved to Grosse Pointe about 18 years ago, I immediately noticed the difference. And what I noticed was that everybody here knows everybody. Yeah. And everybody knows everything about everybody. And I was a little bit unsettled with that at first. But I've come to appreciate that sense of closeness. And I love that you can walk everywhere in this community and you can visit all kinds of businesses and mix with all sorts of people and their dogs, because everybody in Grosse Pointe seems to have a dog. Yeah. So there's never, you know, you're always meeting new people and I'm always meeting new dogs. And in fact, I always remember the dog's name, but I never remember the people's names. Everyone in Grosse Pointe seems to, you know, appreciate this sense of community. And word of mouth is how I get a lot of business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I appreciate the word of mouth referrals from other small businesses that I've come to know and people that I've met throughout the community. That really helps. And so does the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, certainly I wouldn't have met nearly as many people in this community had it not been for my membership with the Chamber.
That's great. So how can people learn more about Artemis Pet Care and possibly book a session with you?
Well, you can visit my website for more information at artemispetcare.com, or you can visit me on social media on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, which is Artemis Pet Care and Massage. Or you can just, there, even on my website, there's a little link that you can click on to reach out to me via email. And you can get to me that way or message me on Facebook. You know, I always return your messages. So, or simply just call me like we used to do before all this texting stuff.
Call people
started.
Now?
Yeah, that'll work too.
Awesome. Well, we'll provide those links in the show notes for you. But
okay, Allison, that'd be great.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you chatting with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.